Hi everyone, my name is Anna.
And I'm Mike, and today in our A-plus Spirit unit, we're having our second day to visit with Taylor Swift.
America's sweetheart.
America's sweetheart, young country pop star who's got a lot of fans all around the world, I think. It's
right.
Not just in America, which is kind of surprising because she does kind of sing a country music style of pop music.
Yeah, I think she insists in country music.
Yeah, and traditionally that's not that popular in many other places. It's
but
kind of an American style.
Are pop music?
I think that's why. I think it's because she writes, you know, fun, catchy pop songs. And yeah, there's a little bit of country style there, but not too much. It's still a pop enough that kids in Korea, Australia, and Brazil, and all around the world can like her. So we're going to find out more today about her roots, where she came from. How did she start her music career?
Let's take a look.
Miss American Sweetheart.
Taylor Swift got her start in music at 14. She moved to Nashville, Tennessee to be a star. Since it's the country music capital of America, it was the right place for her. She completed her first album, Taylor Swift, there in 2006. This album launched her career, and people started to notice her. Fearless followed her successful first album, and also helped her win 4 Grammys in 2010. By then, Taylor Swift became a household name. She even appeared in the hit movie Valentine's Day that year.
Word power!
Move. Move. Move, moved, moved. John just moved to Taiwan a few months ago. John just moved to Taiwan a few months ago. Complete. Complete. Complete, completed, completed. Michelangelo spent 4 years completing the Sistine Chapel painting. Michelangelo spent 4 years completing the Sistine Chapel painting. Career. Career. My sister just started her new career as an engineer. My sister just started her new career as an engineer. Appear. Appear. Jeremy Lin sometimes appears in television commercials. Jeremy Lin sometimes appears in television commercials.
So, the article tells us that Taylor Swift got her start in music at 14.
That's right, at 14 years old. Very, very young.
Wow.
But I think a lot of people, even then, started to go, wait, there's something special about this young girl.
Right.
Well, what did she do? She moved to Nashville, Tennessee to be a star. Or I should say, she moved to Nashville, Tennessee to be a star. That's right, because Nashville is in the south of America.
Uh-huh.
It is the country music capital of the world. Not just America, of the world.
So the whole family just moved there?
I think that's the idea, because, you know, if you want to make it in country, it's like if you want to be a movie star and you live in Tainan,
it
might be difficult. You got to move to Hollywood. That's where the movies are. If you want to do fashion, move to Paris, move to London, you know. Don't live in, you know, Argentina or somewhere like that. So country music, the musicians live there, the record companies are there, all the studios are there, the guys who play the music are there. So that's where she moved, to Nashville.
She must have supportive parents.
Yes, I think they must have been very, very you know, enthusiastic and wanted to help her so much. To move your family is a difficult thing to do. To move, well, of course, we move. Every time we do something like this, we move. But here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about moving where you live. So you take all your stuff from your home, your furniture and your clothes, put it in a truck or on an airplane, take it to some other city and put it in a new home, and that's to move. So you're right, that's a difficult thing to do. M-O-V-E, move.
M-O-V-E. 所以这里的 move 不是移动的意思哦，特别如果讲搬家啊，或者是迁居，英文就用这个字 move， 因为它的确是移动的意思嘛。那这个字可能要特别注意两点，第一点就是它的过去式跟过去分词，因为结尾以 e 结尾，所以直接加 d 就可以了。三态是 move, moved, moved。那么第二点就是中文我们会讲搬家，我们会常常说 I move house， but that's wrong，
that's wrong，
直接说 move 就有搬家的意思，你可以说我搬到台南，我搬到高雄，我搬到桃园， move to， 再加上目的地，所以这个部分要特别小心。
That's right. Our example sentence, John just moved to Taiwan a few months ago. John just moved to Taiwan a few months ago. Well, welcome John.
Welcome
to Taiwan.
Right.
All right. Back to Taylor Swift. Since it, of course, now we're talking about the city, Nashville, since it's the country music capital of America, it was the right place for her. Exactly right.
Exactly. 所以啊，在这里的 since 当然不是自从的意思，因为如果你把 since 套自从的意思的话，你会觉得怪怪的。如果你说自从，它是美国的这个country music 的中心，这个文句整个就不通了，为什么呢？因为其实在英文当中的 since 它还有 because 表示原因，也就是因为的意思，那么如果它是 because 的意思，它也是连接词，所以你可以回过头来看文章这句话， since 因为 because is the country music capital of America， 所以 it was the right place for her， 所以我们在这里呢特别要注意一下， since 在英文当中除了我们最常用的自从什么什么时候开始到现在为止表示时间的概念之外，它还可以表示原因哦。不过接下来我们就要请英文快一通再多给我们一些例句。
英文
快一通
Oh yeah!
Hello, I'm David. 欢迎来到英文快一通，今天要介绍 since 的几个用法，你能判断出犀利妹以往说的 since 是什么意思和用法，赶快来看看吧。
哦，终于下课了，我需要吃点东西来补充体力，要吃什么呢？
OK, since we are near the night market, let's go have some snacks.
同学们猜猜看，犀利妹以往说的Since we are near the night market, let's go have some snacks. 其中的 since 是因为还是自从呢？答案揭晓，这里的 since 的意思是因为，跟 because 的意思一样，用法也一样哦。所以 since we are near the night market, let's go have some snacks. 既然我们在夜市附近，就去吃小吃吧。不过聪明的你可能也猜到 since 还有另外一个意思哦，表示自从，不过该如何使用呢？表示自从的 since 常常和现在完成式，也就是 have 加 PP 搭配使用。比方说，我从上个礼拜就没有看到 Johnny， I haven't seen Johnny since last week， I haven't seen Johnny since last week。Since 后面除了加一段时间之外，它还可以接子句哦。英文快一通啊，自开播以来，我们受到好多人的肯定，甚至有读者说 I have improved my English since the program started. 注意哦， since 后面的子句啊，要用过去式，它的动词要用过去式。 I have improved my English since the program started. 那收到这样的消息，英文快一通的老师们都高兴得不得了，连做梦都会笑嘞。所以要分辨 since 的意思是因为还是自从，其实是有迹可循的。除了从上下文或者是句子的意思去判断，我们也可以从句型去推敲哦。是不是很简单呢？最后提醒一下同学们， since 还可以放在句尾，表示此后，也是常常和现在完成式搭配哦。例如啊，我的好朋友 Melanie left Taiwan 1 year ago and she hasn't visited since. 这里就是 since 当作副词的用法。 OK, that's all for today. See you next time. Bye bye.
So, she completed her first album, Taylor Swift, 就是泰勒斯 Taylor Swift 同名专辑，是什么时候呢？Back in 2006.
That's right. To complete is to finish something. So if you do your homework and then you have no more to do, you have completed your homework or finished your homework. So the other bit of information we get is, of course, if she completed the album in 2006, that's when the album was released. That's when people could go out and buy it. That was when her first album came out into the shops and people could go down and by 2006. Wow, that's not very long ago, but she was so young then.
Like 16 or 17?
Yeah, 16 or 17 years old.
才可能国三或高一就已经发行第一张 CD 了，真的，那一定是非常的有天分。She must be very talented.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 2006 was when she completed or finished her first album. Mm-hmm. Complete is C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E. C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E.
所以啊，她在当时就16、17岁的时候就完成了她第一张的专辑。那当然完成我们最熟悉的大概就是 finish.而还有另外一个字在英文当中也很常用耶， complete, C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E, 注意它的拼字哦。那不过因为也是以 E 结尾，所以这个动词它的过去式跟过去分词都直接加 D 就可以了。它的三态是 complete, completed, completed.
Right. For example, Michelangelo, the famous painter,
米开朗基罗
That's right. Michelangelo spent 4 years completing the Sistine Chapel painting. Michelangelo spent 4 years completing the Sistine Chapel painting.
Right. 米开朗基罗
Yeah.
Very talented.
Very、
Artist.
talented. That's right. I don't、mm-hmm. think it took Taylor Swift 4 years to complete her first album.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But that album was very popular. As the article continues, this album, the first one called Taylor Swift, launched her career and people started to notice her. Okay. That's right, it did. It launched, that's like to begin. It began her career. Your career is basically a job that you do for much of your life. It's probably something you've been planning to do by either going to school or practicing a lot if you're an artist.And then when you start working, this is the work that you do, maybe for most or all of your life. Career is C-A-R-E-E-R. C-A-R-E-E-R.
因为我们在谈职业的时候，我们常常会说 job.Job, 那个 job 的意思感觉好像是你工作赚了钱，就这样，很简单。可如果我们谈一个人的职业的时候 career,C-A-R-E-E-R, 那么它感觉就是你一辈子要做的或者是你长期以来受到的那个专业你一辈子都会走这个方向比如说教育或者是音乐或者是表演等等之类的你的 career, 一辈子的职业会用这个字那么 job 只是单纯的某一个工作的头衔而已。
Right, for example, my sister just started her new career as an engineer.My sister just started her new career as an engineer. And of course, an engineer, yeah, you have to study for a long time before you can do that. And that's one of the things we often talk about with career compared to a job, for
that's
example.
That's right. 所以这样当工程师啊，一定是好几年啊，然后长期的可能是规划一开始怎么做，接下来如何如何，这时候可能会用 career 是比较贴切的单字。诶，不过 Mike...我们在文章当中看到这句话他说 This album launched her career and people started to notice her. So launched here means、kind of like open?
Well, yeah, to open or to start. This is the word that we often use with rockets or boats.When you push a boat into the water for the first time, you launch the boat. And then off it goes and it will go to many places and do many things.But this is the beginning.
所以有那种开启之意，因为从第一章之后到现在已经正在制作第四章了，所以那个第一章很重要，有开启整个职业生涯的意思。用 launch 比 open 还要更贴切哦。
Mm-hmm. Her second album, Fearless, followed her successful first album. So Fearless was the name of album number two. And that album also helped her win 4 Grammys in 2010.
4 Grammys?
4 Grammys. Wow. That's quite a lot. Just 2 or 3 years ago, she won this. By then, of course, Taylor Swift became a household name. So by that time, and because she was so successful and popular, she was a household name.
所以 by then 其实就是当时，那当时你就要看文章的前一句话是什么。文章前一句话说，在2010年的时候，第二张专辑让他赢得了4项格莱美奖，所以在那个时候啊，家家户户就开始知道了，所谓的 Taylor Swift 就变成家喻户晓的名字。那么 by then 其实就有到那个时候，在当时的意思。
And it wasn't just music. She even appeared in the hit movie Valentine's Day that year.
So she began to act?
That's right. To appear is basically to be in a movie, a play, a TV show, something like that. So we can talk about an actor appearing in something.
所以在这里的 appear 其实就是那种 show up, 出现啊，或者如果特别讲说在电影里面出现，电视节目出现，就是登台演出的意思咯。A-P-P-E-A-R, appear.
For example, Jeremy Lin sometimes appears in television commercials. Jeremy Lin sometimes appears in television commercials. Hey, there's Jeremy Lin.
对啊，有时候广告常会出现。
That's right.
哎，所以 Taylor Swift 真的是又年轻又有才华哎。So, our A-plus spirit is... is...
Taylor Swift, because she works so hard and everyone likes her.
可是其实啊，我们真的还没有介绍到她真正的重点，是在明天的文章当中。为什么 Taylor Swift 这么有才华，然后这个很早就已经这个出新专辑？可是事实上，我们大家有没有记得，她14岁的时候，为了要开始她自己的所谓的 country music 这样子的一个 career， 她是全家都搬到 Tennessee。所以这样子的一个 hard work 其实是值得我们学习的。不过在明天的文章当中啊，我们会提到这个 Taylor 除了他是一个非常有才华或者是所谓的成功的歌手之外，他还投身各项这个社会的公益，是什么样的一个情况呢？明天要继续收看我们的文章。
A Plus 小聚会，
夫以铜为镜，可以正衣冠；以古为镜，可以知兴替；以人为镜，可以知得失。我常保此三镜，以防己过。今魏征主事，遂亡一镜矣。没错，各位同学们，今天要来跟大家聊聊魏征。魏征呢，是中国历史著名的谏臣，常无视皇帝的怨怒，直接指责皇上的过失。唐太宗的过失也得以纠正，而刚刚的文言文是唐太宗在魏征辞世后所言，意思就是我常以铜为镜子，可以端正自己的衣服帽子；以历史为镜，可以知道朝代兴替；以人为镜，可以知道自己的行为过失。由此可见他们之间的情谊。 True friends step you in the front. True friends step you in the front.True friends, 真正的朋友 ,step 是刺伤的意思。意思当然不是真正的朋友会伤害你，而是真正的朋友敢于批评你。因为忠言逆耳嘛，坏朋友才 step you in the back 啊。True friends step you in the front, 真正在乎你的人才敢跟你说真话哦。
Miss American Sweetheart。
Taylor Swift got her start in music at 14. She moved to Nashville, Tennessee to be a star. Since it's the country music capital of America, it was the right place for her. She completed her first album, Taylor Swift, there in 2006. This album launched her career, and people started to notice her. Fearless followed her successful first album,and also helped her win 4 Grammys in 2010. By then, Taylor Swift became a household name. She even appeared in the hit movie Valentine's Day that year.
Move. Move. Move, moved, moved. John just moved to Taiwan a few months ago. John just moved to Taiwan a few months ago. Complete. Complete. Complete, completed, completed. Michelangelo spent 4 years completing the Sistine Chapel painting. Michelangelo spent 4 years completing the Sistine Chapel painting. Career. Career. My sister just started her new career as an engineer. My sister just started her new career as an engineer. Appear. Appear. Jeremy Lin sometimes appears in television commercials. Jeremy Lin sometimes appears in television commercials.